Blog Talk Radio.
I won't change it for nothing.
running out of time. You said your clock on your walls is ticking, so let me give you what you've been missing.
I'm Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm standing in for Poetic tonight, and this is Romantic Central Saturday. I hope you guys are ready for some love tonight, because I got something for you, and I hope you can bring me some too. But if not, you can sit back and just enjoy the show and listen tonight. I got a little something for you. This is called Channeled Obsession. I am his black elixir, his golden honey, and he is my control freak. He gets what he needs from me, and he likes it. His essence shines through the mist of things like a fog light, and my mind is caught in his cosmic mist, a vortex of light and cries. So much so, sometimes I feel lost as if I'm transforming into just the protoplasm of life. He just has that big everything in a hidden vault energy. And I want him to come over here so I can make him feel what I've been blessed with. How I ended up here will forever remain a mystery because I'm not searching for where it started. I'm too much into uplifting forward moment and foreplay. Here's my confession. His taste lingers and requests my presence, always. So I've granted his tongue full custody of my soul, because it is him, it is through him that I channel my obsession, and that's that peace. Ooh. Well, before I go any further, let me finish the introduction to the show. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you raw? And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry on Amazon, Instagram, and rawlinksberaw at facebook.com. And all of this is possible because of a man who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links. Baby, baby. Yeah. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join me. I'd love you to. Now I'm going to open up this first mic and get into some more romantic poetry. First caller we have on the mic, well, should I say artist. This is a C-Double-34 music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, how you doing tonight?
Hey, La Perla Negra, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. What's good with you?
I'm doing well, but I want to hear that first line that you said.
I am his black elixir, his golden honey, and he, my control freak.
Okay. I'm like Austin Powers when he popped the champagne.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
That was my intention.
I might be too young for that.
I doubt that.
That's like a Viagra that you became right there. I don't know what the heck. Damn.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, that was a fairly new piece. I just wrote that not too long ago, I think a couple days ago, literally. But I am glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know I did my job. So, are you in a romantic mood tonight? Because this is Romantic Central Saturday.
Yeah, I understand that because doesn't it seem easy to write stuff that you are venomous on than to write something that's romantic? Does it seem like that to you?
Sometimes it depends on the circumstances that I'm under.
Well, I'm hoping this piece right here will fit the mold tonight.
All right, well. I'm going to move back out of the way, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called You Got This. You got this. On lock. Under control. Just the way you like it. In rhythm. Ready. Waiting. You got this. All together, going crazy. Immediately, now. Wanting you, exclusively. You got this. Man salivating, throbbing, hungry, thirsty, craving you. You got this. Style, taste I need. You got this, and it's all yours. You got this, heated, yearning, flowing, down pat, up. You got this kind of vibe I like, this electrical surge, this man's mind blown. You got this, love I can't refuse. Rippling, you got this in reverse. This got you pulsating, vibrating, wide open, excited, moist, wet. You got this hard, stiff, greedy, full of energy. You got this always. Whenever, wherever you want it. You've Got This. Body quivering, glistening, exploding, volcanic, erupting, passionate, satisfied to infinity. You got this. Heart open. You got this. You got me. Whipped. That's my piece.
We went a little beyond the romantic side. We went to some eroticism, but I like it. And I actually have a song for that. Wow. I think every girl wants to hear that. Got this. And all that came with it. That was hot. Yeah, that was really hot.
Yeah, I just wrote that a few hours ago.
Wow. Fresh ink and hotness all in one. That was delicious.
Thank you.
I don't remember what, this is Van's show. I don't remember what Poetic calls his lounge, but I'm going to call it the Love Lounge for now, okay? And I'm going to send you over there. And there's some ladies we got in the queue, so I'll send them over there after they finish their pieces. Is that all right with you?
That's all right.
All right, well, I'm going to send you out with this song and say one love, one mic.
One love, one mic to you, La Perla Negra.
Everything around me, free for my baby. Girl, I wanna hear your perfect voice. I'ma put my weight on it. Don't make me wait for it. Creep, creep for me, baby. Creep.
I'm a hunter, a liar. Don't get too close, I bet you. I ain't lying, I'm trying to make a whole tribe.
Yo, you can get who you want in the evening, I'm on the time. You know I'm a dog, it's my job to chase a line.
Let me become one within your figure. Wanna feel the pressure on my face. Fainting for a place, baby.
Show me your face, I'm trying to stay time. You play games, but I'm trying to eat something.
Ten rules, everything around me. Breathe for me, baby. Girl, I wanna hear you perfect.
I wanna hear you perfect.
I'ma put my weight on. Don't make me wait for it. Breathe.
Girl, I wanna hear you.
Breathe for me, baby. Breathe.
And I wanna eat her for it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. The Romantic Sensual Saturday. Now this next artist up on the mic is one of my divas. Shout out to Miss Lisa Lips.
Hey, hey Diva, what's happening?
It's all good, it's all good. My goodness, this is, you know, this is new for me trying out this. Being over here on this side, but yeah, no. How mm-hmm. you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I heard C Double. He came in here slicking the floors up already.
Child, I had to grab the mop. I'm glad I had one nearby because I was not expecting that. But you know, I just got finished cleaning in here, so you know, sometimes we leave it sit in the corner for a second and then go back and. Yeah, so, ooh, yeah, yes, yeah, he came in here and did the thing to it. So, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Are you in a romantic mood tonight?
I got a little something.
You got a little something? All right, mm-hmm. Well, I'll move out the way. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called Never Ending Flame. I want to run headlong into love, arms flung wide open in complete abandon, with no fear of rejection. I want to fall in love with the length of your knowledge, the depths you reach within my soul, the time and patience of our growth, the ways you touch me with your eyes, and how much you crave my presence, long before I ever know the taste of your naked flesh, the smell of our sex, the sounds you make in ecstasy, or how I can rock your physical world, and how you can turn my body to putty just from the touch of your hand. So come to me now. Show me the kind of love I have craved, and I will give myself over to you, knowing that you are the being this rib belongs to. Circle me like Jericho and burn me like Moses' fiery bush, fully engulfed, yet unconsumed. Show me the passions Adam feared from Lilith, and together we will fulfill God's true vision for mankind within our never-ending flame. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Nothing but passion and romance up in there. What was the line about Adam fearing? Give me that again.
Show me the passions Adam feared from Lilith.
That's a new one. I like that. Ooh. Yeah, she was something else. She's supposed to have been a redhead, too.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. And she did have a lot of passion because she was sort of a rule breaker, I believe. But that was hot. That was very, very hot. And I have a song for that. I hope you like it. But I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with C-Double. And y'all can go over there and have some conversation. Grab yourself a drink. Sit back. Put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby.
Thank you, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. just wanna love you for my whole life. Do it for you, I'ma make time. I wanna kick it until midnight, just to be with you till the sunrise. I think you're making me crazy. Put my heart up on the main line. I got this trust for you. Got it cause I know what you like. I
love you.
Good and bad, thick and thin, flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this is the kind of letter that keeps me up. Your day goes kissing on me, missing on me. Every time I see you, got them feelings on me. Kissing on you, loving on me. I won't play with your heart. It's good and bad, thick and thin, flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this is the kind of letter that keeps me up. Dancing in the moonlight, moonlight, moonlight. It's forever, it's forever.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Romantic Sensual Saturday. I'm your host, Pearl Inegra, filling in for Poetic tonight. And I'm in a romantic mood. I'm going to open up this next microphone to another one of my favorite divas. This is my Canadian connection. We got ourselves a Lady A. Hey, Tiva. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you? Been
good.
Listening. Sizzling stuff going on tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hot now. You know, it's some romance up in there, but it's a little hot up in here. Man, I'm fanning myself. My goodness. So, are you in a romantic mood tonight, Tiva?
I could be in one. I find listening to these poems puts you in the mood for a lot of that sort of thing, and I quite enjoy it. I'm bringing a bit of a summer breeze into the room for you tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's a poem, yeah.
Well, let me move out the way and put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Excuse me. Okay, thank you. This is called Indian Summer. Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. Early sunsets fall into the sea. We watch, just him and me. Fingers clasp, reach within like vines, entwine therein. Love speaks music, covering us, splashing potions on skin, infusing, penetrating, percolating, and rendering helplessness. Melting into each other, our silence shouts the emotion stirred. Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. We are fluid. We move as one in sync, like sheaves of gold wheat swaying in summer's wind. Love songs, sweet and tender created, graze our lips faded. No deeper love mated, no words articulated. Can tell the world we love, touch, and breathe as one. Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. Tu es l'amour de ma vie. Je t'adore. Je t'aime pour éternité. And peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. Now, you know what I want to know, right? What is it you said in French?
Hey, tu es l'amour de ma vie. You are the love of my life. Je t'adore. I adore you. Je t'aime pour éternité. I'll love you for eternity.
Oh, that's a piece right there. You know I'm a fan of your work, but that right there is one of the ones that make me just lean on my hand and just like, shut that door.
Yes.
That was beautiful, Lady A. I loved it. Oh, man. All right, well, you're going to have to share C-Double with Lisa Lip because he's
okay.
The only male energy we got over there right now. And I'm going to send you one over there. And I think I may have a song for that. So
oh.
I hope you enjoy it. And perhaps you can stick around because I might be spinning the block. And if you can find another piece for us, we'd
okay.
love that. All
Thank
right.
you.
One love, one mic. You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
Try to blow
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to Romantic Sensual Saturday. I'm your host, La Pearl Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number once again is 319-527-6300. Oh, next artist up on the mic is one of the newest members of the Epiphany family. Got ourselves a Paul Cram. Hey, Paul Cram, welcome to Romantic Sensual Saturday. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the show. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm good. I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this poetry, and I kind of invaded a poetics playlist, but I got permission, you know, so. I'm enjoying this music that he got up in here. Yeah, we needed something a little bit different, you know. Are you in a romantic mood tonight?
You know what? Strangely, yeah. You know, I got a little piece. If yeah, I brought a little something for
it. You brought a little something? All right. Well, I'm gonna move out the way. I'm gonna fix the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled The Taste of You. I want to make something perfectly clear, just so there can be no misunderstandings. I don't indulge in the taste of you for your pleasure. No. I indulge in the taste of you for me, and the pleasure is most definitely all mine. See, my tongue is on a mission, breaking and entering the passage of your temple with the intentions of kidnapping your soul, taking. Like Liam Neeson, my tongue has a particular set of skills. Skills that can take over your mind, giving me full control of the total you, hijacking any thoughts of anything else in your life because at this moment, nothing else matters. Your only concern is that my tongue continues the motion that makes you feel like it is writing a four-page letter of love in the ancient artistic style of calligraphy. Shame song, your soul is mine. And I shall devour it with pleasure. The sweet taste of you is pleasing to my taste buds like a vintage 1989 Pomerol wine. The flavor of you is supposed to be favored. So with that being said, taking my time to enjoy your palatable sweetness is a mandatory journey where your essence connects to the muscles of my tongue and travel down to the fibers of my soul, burning into it a new craving, equivalent to when a baby tastes cake for the first time. But for me, it is the taste of you. My proverbial sweet tooth has been satisfied due to my tongue's fastidious attention to detail. Your body, just. With your legs impersonating aftershocks on a California taut line, while you smile and catch your breath, looking at you like this is part of the reason why I do not indulge in the taste of you for you. No. I indulge in the taste of you for me, and the pleasure is most definitely all mine.
Oh, my. Whew, I forgot where I was for a second. I'm glad it's a mute button. Damn. That was, ooh. I'm going to say something that I used to say all the time on another show that I used to have. It was called The Erotic Love Zone and The Love Zone. And that was absolutely delicious. That was like my little trademark saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was hot. Oh, my. I saw, I don't want to speak on it on this particular show because this is about romance. tonight, but I got a very, very vivid imagination. And, well, I'll tell you what. I have a song for that, and maybe the song can tell you exactly what I was seeing while you were spitting that piece. But before I let you escape, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Okay, well, November 28th, Epiphany Radio presents the For Real Entertainment Network Cram Sessions. We're hosted by myself and my big bro, legendary man himself, Mr. Poetic. We will be featuring this month an artist from my hometown that goes by the name of The Red Shoes Wordsmith. You can look her up on Facebook under Dina Slaughter. And also the Study Music Artist of the Month is another artist from my hometown. We pretty much grew up with her family. She's always been a dope artist, whether it's singing, rapping, anything of that nature. She grabbed the mic and she owned one. Her name is Day Night. You can look her up on Facebook for Day Night, the Vamp Season. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed, because some of my stories, when I share the flyer for the stories, it'll be her music. So be on the lookout for both of those artists. They're blazing. I can't wait for us to do what we normally do, and that's turn up on a Tuesday.
What I'm talking about. Thank you for that. And if you wouldn't mind, could you post that information on the event page for everybody to see? It would be greatly appreciated.
I definitely will.
All right. I'm going to ask if maybe you could stick around for the rest of the show, because I'm going to spin the block real soon. And you can find another
All right.
piece. That would be amazing. All right, Paul Brown. Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy this song. One love, one mic. How about this?
Yeah. All right. Tonight, it gets so unlike. All right. You're right. I'm next.
Thank you.
Y'all doing the thing for me tonight, but I like it. All right, let me pay the bills one more time, and I'll be right back to open up this next microphone. Epiphany family, and happens to be, well, I'll let him tell you what he does after his piece. This is Divine Inspiration. Welcome, Basketball-y. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
I'm good. I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
I definitely am. Something that needs to be done, you know, but all this chaos we go through, a little romance, you know,
absolutely. Something soft. Oh, I agree. Yes. I take it with that you actually brought us some romance, a little romantic piece for our listening pleasure.
I'm not sure. It's a piece that's showing my love. Not sure. Because I guess I'll let you beat it.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out the way and adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Piece is called Wonder of All Wonder. God, in all of his excellence, has honored this world with something exquisite, something unbelievably powerful, a true blessing to us all. God, from his love of man, created someone resilient and irreplaceable, someone to help man to righteously stand. The female gender was and is one of the greatest gifts given the world as a great creator. Humble and majestic is the queen, but only when she lives, when she allows God to rule in her life, when she lives the blessing of her creation. Queen mother to all of the nations. She has the honor and the onus of being the only entity besides God to bring forth new human life. Queens, the road has not been easy. Yet you, when you walk in your purpose, are a wonder, a most powerful weapon and tool, as well as the pride of all. And the truth of the matter is, we as men need you, and God knew that way back when, through your creation, another example of unconditional love again. The unconditional love of God for man and your unconditional love for the life you bring forth only adds to your incredible master's work. I want every queen that is able to breathe to recognize the God-given value. You were wonderfully and perfectly made. Plastic surgery, tight clothes, and tennis heels can't match the beauty God places upon and within you. You are sensually gorgeous. Now, walk in your creation steadfast and strong, calling upon that brilliant spirit you have within. Then together, we can walk forward righteously with the God-given power to resist and defeat sin. Despite how sin was able to begin, without God and you by our side, over our hurdles and turmoils, we could never win. I thank God for such an incredible gift, proof of his agape love. Men, it would do us well to remember this and our honor and duty to support and protect these precious gifts. Lord, I will strive to do my part until called to my home above. The indelible strength and tantalizingly gentleness, the wisdom that flows from you, preventing many of our thoughtless blunders, surely shows you are loaned to us from God's vault of wonders of all wonders. Poem.
That was beautiful. And a lot of us women need to hear that, because so many of us have been, you know, pushed to the side, neglected, or even demonized. And that was really, really a beautiful piece. I truly, truly appreciate that. Wow. That was wonderful. Now, Pastor Paulie, can you tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Oh, I have the honor of hosting with my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo, the Inspiration Factory. This is a place where we poetically praise God, encourage, empower, inspire, and just have a good time in fellowship every Sunday night. The main thing that we stress is that it's vanity-free class. But that shouldn't be hard when you're trying to uplift somebody with faith.
Oh, that's right. I know that's right. Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful piece dedicated to women. And I'm going to ask if you could possibly stick around to the for the rest of the show, because I'm about to spin the block after one more artist gets on the mic. You know, if you can bring
sounds
us
like
another.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, well, going over there, like I said, this is a poetic show, so I don't know what he calls his lounge, but tonight it's called the Love Lounge. You got a couple divas over there, and got a C-double over there, Paul Kramer's over there, so yeah, you should fit right on in. Grab yourself a drink.
The gang is here.
The gang is all here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Paul, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
God bless. I got a song for that right there. Not this. I hope you like it, Paul.
Quietly, you're still
Welcome back. Next artist up on the mic is my diva, my rider on Wednesday night, and another family member of Epiphany Radio. We got Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva. Welcome to Romantic Central Saturday. How you doing tonight?
Hey. I'm good, diva. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really like I was kind of nervous to start this show, mm-hmm. to do this show, because you know, Poetic got a certain je ne sais quoi, a certain suaveness about him. You know what I mean? Coolness about him, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, but it's going pretty smooth, you know. Mm-hmm. I realize there's some folks out there that like me, you know. So, but are you enjoying the show thus far?
I am. And it came in and showed out tonight.
Yeah, they put more than some romance. They put a little heat up in here. I had to turn my fan on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, though, we kicked it off with his woo child. My goodness.
Uh-oh.
My goodness. Yeah. And it's been a flow like that ever since. But, Diva, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I think you're in a romantic mood, too.
I am. I think I am. But this is a very short piece, and it's untitled. I just finished it, so.
Ooh, we got fresh romantic ink. All right, well, I'm moving out the way and fixing the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. We never danced to our love song, but we weren't the average couple. Our romance was a whirlwind, 7 months of pure happiness, which blossomed into love. You took my hand, got down on one knee, and asked me to be your wife, which changed the tide in my life. The intimacy we share when you hold me, it's like my heart takes flight. Every declaration of love makes my soul light. When we come together, make sweet love by candlelight, the world stops and everyone goes away. Words of affirmation, I love you, fill the room. Hands held, kisses given and taken. Ooh, the good love we're making. Silent and breathing heavily, moaning to crescendo. How love hit me so fast, I didn't know. 7 months later, I was a wife for the last time. He's my rhythm, and I'm his rhyme. And soon after, we danced to our love song. And that's that piece.
Oh, you got me up here holding my, clutching my invisible pearls. That was so beautiful. Oh, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's some romance for you. Oh. I think that's going to be my favorite story. Oh, my goodness, because I know it's true. Oh, beautiful people. Thank you so much. Before I let you skate out of here, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, every Wednesday evening, Eastern Standard Time, of course, we, and I mean myself and you, La Perla Negra, we are hosting Divas Talk. And that is one of the best shows ever, in my humble opinion. Since I've been back, even before I've come back, you guys had the best topics, good conversation, great music, darn good poetry. It's amazing. So I'd like everybody, within the sound of my voice, hit us up on Wednesday evenings, and you won't be disappointed. Back to you, Diva.
Thank you so much, Diva. All right, well, you head on over there to the Love Lounge. You know, the gang's all here, and they're waiting for you to come on over there. All right, Diva. One love,
all right,
one mic.
One love, one mic.
I think I have a song for that.
You are to me what poetry tries to And I'm not ashamed to say that I feel either way.
For poor, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. From this day on and forever.
I will stand before God, give you all that I've got. I can promise you I'll be true.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Romantic Sensual Saturday. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, and I am your host, La Pearl Negra. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am spinning the block. And I hope you're ready for some more poetry. All right. First up on the mic again, Lisa Lips. All right,
hey,
Lisa Lips. Hey, hey, hey. Sorry for the delay. I got a little confused for a second, but we are ready for whatever it is that you got for us. So I'm going to stand back, adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, in honor of romance, this piece is called To My Future King. To my future king, whoever you may be, I understand that you need a woman of a different caliber, one who knows patience and loyalty. She has seen things that should have made her bitter, but instead found lessons in every hardship and rose above it all. And I believe you need a woman of faith without the indoctrinations of established religion, because you know the higher power never intended those divisions. A woman of compassion, whose heart can sometimes overrule her head, yet she still knows just how far to go to keep your kingdom safe. Someone of strong mind, intelligence, without cunning goals, who sees the complex beauties of a hummingbird's flight as clearly as she sees the simplicities of creation, and who knows that material wealth is hollow when the heart is unfulfilled. A woman who sees your worth and holds you accountable to be all the man you were created to be, who cherishes you without worship, counsels your journey without malice, calls you on wrongdoings in private, yet ever supporting your plans and dreams, never seeking to dethrone you. And lastly, a woman of passions for the journeys of life, the art of words, sound, and vision, the joys of laughter, the beauty in sorrow, the simple elegance of true connection, mind, body, and soul, and the fires created when they all come together between you. She fuels your desires in ways you find incomprehensible, keeping you satiated by her, yet ravenous for her, till Tick's final talk. I believe you have strong hands designed to hold our world together through every storm that life can throw our way, and a thick frame that will make me feel protected. Your eyes will be kind, seeing a beauty in me that none else has ever witnessed. I will be your orchid. You will understand my delicacies, know my true strengths, and tend to my care, for only you can grasp the value of one such as I. And you will recognize me to be what you've been absent of, the inhale to your exhale that breathes life into your weary soul, so that you will destroy the phantasms lesser men left behind to haunt me, ejecting the fears their lies built in me, with the shining innocence of your true character, so that together we can let down our barricades and set out to build a fortress of love everlasting. These things I hold in store for you, and you alone, my future king. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Now that was beautiful. When you dedicate your love and yourself, mind, body, and spirit to that special person, it's nothing in this world that can compare to that. Because that's not just the love of you, that's the love of God that you're putting into your person. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Diva.
Thank you. Putting that prayer out into the universe.
Oh, absolutely, baby. Manifest that. All right, I'm going to send you on back over there to the Love Lounge, and you can finish your drink. All right?
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I got another song for that. And I hope you like this, Lisa.
Absolute beautiful piece, and I'm such a fan of that song by my diva, Miss Lethal Lips. We're going to open up this mic again to Paul Cram. Oh, sorry, wait a minute, Paul Cram. I got to put you back in queue. I totally skipped over somebody. I'll be right back with you. I got to go back over here to my Canadian connection. The French lady. Lady A. I think, how do you say lady or female? Is it filet? I think
pardon me?
French. How do you say lady in French?
Femme. F-E-M-M-E. Femme.
Okay.
Woman.
Femme. Francoise. Is that what you say? I don't know. I'm going to leave it alone before I just destroy the whole French language. All right. What else did you bring for our listening pleasure?
I brought one that I've read before, but then I have another one. But I think I'll read the first one that I've thought of. I wrote it not just recently, not today, but it's called No Ordinary Love.
The mic is yours.
My love is no ordinary love, not like diamonds or emeralds, or like the wonders of the Egyptian pyramids. I love you profoundly, without words, with bone-crushing power unseen or heard. I love you as the sands of the Gobi Desert, as they hide life under the desert sun. No one can know the secrets of my heart, only you. You are my only one. When stars lose their light, when sun darkens, when moon falls from the sky, when birds no longer fly, when eternity is finite, when desert sands are counted, when snowflakes never fall, will I cease loving you? End poem.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Y'all really, you're turning it on now. What? Oh, my goodness. That was so beautiful. I'm telling you, your pieces make me just lean over either against the wall, put my head on the wall, look out the window at the trees and the birds flying by and just go,
oh, thank you so much.
It's so pretty. Oh, wow. Now I got to find a pretty song. What am I going to find for you? I got something up my sleeve. I don't know. But I'm going, while I search for it, I'm going to send you back over there to the Love Lounge. And I don't know who's still over there, but yeah, I think I got a song for you. Thank you once again, Lady A, for coming through. One love.
Thank you.
One night.
One love, one might.
I hope you like this.
I ask myself, is this shit real? I contemplate about how I feel. But you make it way too hard to think this could be what you love. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from the ceiling for you. Knew it from the start, there was no limit to you. And I'm catching feelings, baby. Babe. No matter what I've seen in the past, I won't let it impact that we've grown out, baby. I can't let it slip away, drift away, can't go to waste, go to waste. I say it straight, stay to your face, won't contemplate, you contemplate that, baby. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from the ceiling for you. Knew right from the start there was no limit for me. And I'm catching feelings, baby.
Feel that I know that I know that it's real. You give me, you Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Let me go over here and see if I can atone for my little mistake. I'm going to open up this next mic to Paul Graham again. I apologize, Paul Graham. I moved a little too fast and pushed the button to open up your mic. But
I've nothing to apologize for.
y'all doing a thing to me tonight. This is really, really good. I'm enjoying everything. And I'm about to enjoy another piece that you brought for us because I know you got another one in the chamber.
Yeah, I got another one. I got another one. Of course, for you, anything.
Oh, all right, darling. Well, I'm going to move out the way. And whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
All right, so this piece is called The Scent of Her. Sometimes a smell can trigger a memory. You know, like going to a restaurant and on your first inhale, remember sitting around the table when grandma used to cook. Memory. But sometimes a smell can also trigger moments that make you mad at yourself for that memory to even be forgotten. For me, well, that smell was a combination of 1,000 wishes by Bed and Body Works and a hot cup of coffee. Not just any coffee. It was a hazelnut Bianco latte with 2 extra pumps of hazelnut syrup topped with vanilla sweet cream cold foam. That is the fragrance my sense of smell sent to my brain, and immediately I felt her caressing my back with perfectly manicured fingernails. Transporting my mind back to relive the moment triggered by a smell that lingered as someone walked past me. That night was magical. She called and asked if I can pick up her favorite Starbucks drink, and when I got there, I walked to her room and sat on the bed as usual. But this night, it was something. But usual wasn't it. I watched her slowly walk from the bathroom wrapped in a light purple towel and biting her lip. Candlelight danced across her glistening shoulders as she made her way to the side of the bed and asked me to rub her with 1,000 Wishes Ultra Shea Body Cream. Slowly, I rubbed every inch of her hazelnut complexion as I allowed myself to get lost in the scent of this woman. She smelled edible. But the moment was too perfectly sensual for me to end it with sex, so I just rubbed. Massaging parts of her body she didn't even realize needed to be massaged, and every few minutes I probably gently kissed her on the neck until she finally fell asleep. And for the first time, she was able to sleep peacefully. It was a beautiful night. I don't know what happened to her. I hope her life is filled with happiness and all the blessings that she deserves. That was an unforgettable moment, but a moment that I will always be thankful for. There was something so powerful about the scent of her. In peace.
Now, this has become one of my favorite pieces by you. It's just something about... Yeah, I don't even know where to start. You know what? It's like I love the taste of the actual hazelnut and the smell of it. It's intoxicating. So that's a really, really great description for the smell of her. That's delicious shit. I like that. Got a stuff on the radio. but seriously, I really I like this piece. Every time I hear it, I hear something different in it. It's beautiful. It's delightful. It's beautiful. And yeah, it's a little erotic up in there. And definitely romance. But thank you very much once again, Paul Cram, for hanging around and spending the block with me. I'm going to let you go on back over there to the Love Lounge and entertain the rest of the ladies and stuff that's over there. All right? One love,
no doubt.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. All right, we got ourselves a divine inspiration up here again. Let's see what else he brought for us. Pastor Paulie, what you got for us? You got some more romance or some more uplifting for the ladies?
I got a little twist. It just hit me right now. This one is dedicated to a friend of mine. You've heard her commenting on this piece before, but she's no longer with us. So this one is in dedication to Stephanie Canyon. It's called Marital Bliss.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. First and foremost, let me make sure you all know that this heated right is how my marital sex shall go. I don't believe in bragging over one's skills or how well one can serve. But I can assure you that my tongue game will receive protection from abuse orders after I attack every vaginal nerve. Because it's my wife. It is my sole purpose to serve. To serve manual manipulations, oral stimulations, internal sexual interrogations, reality vacations. Just to name a few. These, my wife, are but a pittance of what is in store for you. The sounds emanating from our marital bed will be of such that wild stallions shall hang their heads in shame. They will feel as if their carnal, raw breeding was merely a child's game. After we whine and grind and slurp and swallow, sex as we know it will never be. A mouth will explore every inner surface of your velvet box. Like a groundhog, I will burrow deep within your hole. I will swallow and stuff in your honey pot till I suck out your very soul. I want to reinsert your soul when I enter you. Shaming bulls in heat, our acts of procreation will have songs sung in every language and every I refuse to stop without you achieving total, complete sex. All this and so very much more is in store for you, my wife, to be shared with absolutely no other one. You will love me forever before I'm done. So won't you come and retire with me into our marital bed and allow me to worship you from your pinky toe to the crown of your head, causing orgasms upon orgasms upon orgasms until the words I tap out are said. And then I will finish with a tsunami release joined with a love-filled, passionate kiss. This, my wife, is how we shall enjoy the blessings of marital.
Now, you know what? I have heard this piece before, and it's just as beautiful as the first time I heard it. I really, really love this piece, Paul. It speaks on everything, not just the erotic piece, the sex part, but the actual love. And, you know, it's something about a man when he claims the dominance in his relationship. I'm not talking about that controlling thing, just the man in him taking his place where he belongs. That's, oh, man. Yeah. This is beautiful. I love this piece, Paul.
Thanks.
I caught that eroticism in there, though.
What you talking about, Willis?
It was beautiful. I loved it. I really, really
Lisa
did.
Lisa Lips piece was awesome. Paul Cram was good, too. But then, Yo Diva, thing that let the world know that she is head over heels in love. That piece made me feel like love.
It was awesome.
I was sitting here just listening to her, just smiling happiness for her to have found it.
Oh, yeah. I told you, made me grab my invisible pearl, clutch my invisible pearl. I'm like, that's love. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That was so sweet.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you, Pastor Paulie. I'm going to send you back over there to the Love Lounge to go ahead and over there and conversing, whatever you're doing, dancing, singing, drinking, smoking, whatever. Just don't break nothing. Yeah.
E, all of the above.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have another caller in queue with the hand up. Let me open this mic to area code 732. Welcome to Romantic Central Saturday. Who do we have on the mic?
It's me, Edwina.
Hey, Diva. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I didn't even know you were playing it here.
Yeah, it was sprung on me, you know. It's all good. It's all good.
You take the charge. I feel you.
It's all good, yeah. Are you in a romantic mood tonight?
I pretend. It's like, no.
It's all good. It's all good. They've been doing
like
the
I'm feeling too. More Tupac than Neo Soul, but we'll play along, you know.
All right. Well, that's all right. I tell you what, I'm gonna move out of the way. I'm gonna adjust the spotlight. Perfect. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. This piece is called "The Laughing Road to Lalabelle." Dear future husband, I pray this letter finds you in good spirit. I'm tuning into you through prayer. I hope you can hear it. Hope you can feel it. The delicate brushstrokes of me and God readying you for what becomes of you, what becomes of us if you just find your way home. I meditate on you in real time with my mind's eye till you find me. I watch your skin and I see a bounty of moving mountains. I watch your scars and I see art. Pain does shape the artist after all. I watch your face and I see a mosaic of unspoken excuses for losing your mind. I watch your pieces, your buttercup nose, your paper-thin skin, the way it has become your nature to excuse the signs of abuse. You cover your mouth when you laugh, like one would a belch, and I just want to see you laugh more, like to watch the dimple in your left jaw that you flex whenever you feel self-conscious, the way your face changes when you look at me. You go from man about his business to little boy beholding his favorite thing, and I just enjoy ingesting you in pieces like this. You see, the spirit of a man is in the finer details, and nothing could be finer than you in your finest form, how you've been taken to your breaking point pieces and shaped them into the breathtaking brilliance, this mosaic of your own making. I watch your sins dissipate into tiny teardrops on the shoulders you've named yours, yourself charged to leave me to lean on. I watch your arms wrap round my pain body, anathema, excommunicating excuses that I don't deserve to be held like this. I watch her lips part lightly in a kiss that left me breathless, a collision of hungry mouth mayhem, bravely peeling us out of wounded skin to experience soul salvation, souls salivating over a chance to be witnessed in all of its brilliance. God intended for love to be this delicious, this consistent, this agape congruence of agreement in the richness of existence. See, we believe that we have a choice in the matter, but when God made Eve, he first made Adam, and the simplest unit of matter is the atom, and the nucleus is Eve, his rib and his soul holding matter together. Agreement, even in our finite pieces designed to balance the whole, but if you try to split the atom, the whole matter will explode. The wholeness of the familial unit is our predestined goal. So in the matter of love, everything matters, and still nothing matters at all, and still I watch the time and feel constricted by its limits. Eyes full of my favorite thing can't be confined by mere minutes. This ain't the business, but it's too good not to witness. And so I let go, and I watch us grow, knowing gardener's foresight to exercise the forethought to till the soil before the sow, so that one day what grows here can be seen. I watch, and with my full faith, I believe that I am blessed to witness as we birth this lalibella of a love supreme. That's the piece.
I love this piece. I love it when I first heard it. And it, I think it's amazing because there's so much expression in here about more than one thing. It's expression about him. It's expression about you and what, how you really, really letting him know you really see him. And
yeah.
Yes.
I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and she was talking about how, like, you know, she went from having nobody, like, you know, she was just not really paying attention to any guys, to there being two different guys that now are vying for her attention. And she like, I don't know which one to choose. And I'm like, you know, I think about it right now, like the same way you do with anything else with manifestation. See, we have a tendency to think you got to look for something on the outside or something that's going to be triggered. But like, do you ever really like imagine what the love you want would feel like? An absolution of like a person or a job or anything like that. Like, what does being in love beyond the sex or anything else, what does being that, that sacred kind of love feel like to you? Because love feels different to everybody, and we don't identify what it would feel like to us. And that's why a lot of times we end up missing it, because we're so busy looking for something else other than that feeling that we really actually searching for, because we don't think it. So that's where this came from. I'm like, one day I'm going to meet somebody that's going to make me feel like that. And I want to know what he feels like before I know what he looks like. I don't want to be distracted by the looks when it comes to finding out that person. You know what I'm saying? The person that's meant for me. It ain't really about what he looks like. You know, you know?
I hear you, girl.
That's how they're feeling.
I hear you. I love that. When you can tell a person that you see them, but you can, you know, regardless of what it is, you see them. And it's no hard feelings, but let them know, I see me too, you know?
Right.
But I get it. Yeah. I absolutely get it. I love that. But,
thank you.
I'm going to send you over here to, I don't know what Poetic calls his lounge. This is his show, but I call it the Love Lounge tonight. Okay. So,
right.
And the gang is all here. You can go on over there. You got Paul Grant up in there. You got Mrs. VIP. You got Lisa Liv, Lady A, C Double, Divine Inspiration. Oh, yeah, the gang's all here.
Hey, it's a party. Okay.
All right, Diva. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
Don't forget it's about to be 11-11. Make your intention. 11-11-11-11 is in 11 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. And this is just on time. What a way to, you know, this is a perfect way to close out the show. So thank you very much, Diva. And we will talk later. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was an amazing show. I feel really, really good about this. I'm telling y'all, I was super nervous in the beginning, you know, because I already explained to you the kind of energy that Poetic brings. It's unparalleled. And you guys, thanks to you, all the callers, and this amazing poetry, your wonderful, unique individual personalities, you made this show happen. You made it great. So I'm going to just say thank you for that as well. And I'm going to just also leave you with this. As always, get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. And continue to love and respect one another. Be safe, and I'm going to say peace. Take you out with, let me see. I think I have a song for you. Selena, this is for you.